Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Tom Anastasi. We're about to have that, I should say. We're going to getting that kicked off right now. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He is an outstanding instructor of entrepreneurship and leadership, and has been doing that now in universities for a long time. And I'm going to get him to tell us in a second where that's going on right now. Tom Anastasi, welcome back to the show.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Good to have you back, Tom. Hey, remind me where you're casting your valuable pearls before the young people these days.
Yeah, well, I've been at the Boston University School of Management for 20 years. Which is actually where I am right now, and I also teach at a small college up in New Hampshire.
And the name of that is?
Is Daniel Webster College.
Right, Daniel Webster.
Yeah.
So folks, Tom, every day, Tom is helping young folks to become entrepreneurs and learn more how to become better leaders, which we certainly need more of that. Tom, congratulations on that. One of the things that I know you want to talk about today is what you call non-monetary motivation, and it's how do we get the most out of people without having to pay them more money. And I think it's important, Tom, to start out by saying it's not that we're trying to be cheap or not pay people enough, but there literally are things that people will do that they want to do without writing them a check. In fact, I'll just throw this stat out that I like to talk about. For the last four decades, I've seen exit interview after exit interview, and the reason people leave is never money.
Yeah, money is a good motivator if someone is starving. I mean, literally starving, has nothing, then money is a great motivator. But unless you're in that situation, money really isn't a super motivator.
I'm going to say, I don't think you have to be starving, Tom. In my opinion, you do have to pay your people enough. They have to feel like they're not falling behind. They have to feel like that they're being compensated for the work they're doing. But once you get to that point, and now the company is at a point where, regardless, they can't afford to pay anymore. How do you make sure your employees are engaged and they're doing as much as they can do? There are some things you can do beyond writing a check, aren't there?
Sure. And the thing is that the monetary motivation, I mean, if somebody said, I'm going to give you $100, you're going to say, well, great, well, thank you, I appreciate that. But that's not necessarily motivating, especially for creative people. So, for instance, if you have someone designing something for you, and they're very creative, and you sit there and say, I'm going to pay you $250 to design an ad, but I'm going to pay you $500 if it's really creative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not going to make any difference. You're basically leaving $250 on the table, because really creative people are going to be really creative independent of the money. Now, one of the things is that you're right, you have to pay a certain amount because, you know, people have got basic expenses to make. But there comes a point where if you really want to motivate people, then non-monetary motivation is the way to go, because if you keep on giving $50 to somebody every time they have a good idea, eventually they're just going to come up with a whole bunch of ideas,
right,
which aren't necessarily good to get the $50, and it is going to be a never-ending spiral.
So what are some things that we can do to motivate them that aren't monetary-based?
Sure. So one of the things you can do is find out what people need. Organizational behavior people call this intrinsic motivation. What is it that really gets them going? So, for instance, if people are high in achievement, what you do is you set makeable goals for them. And so you don't want to set the bar so high that they can never reach it. So what you do is you don't want to set the bar too low either, because then once they reach the goal, it's so what? So what you want to do is you want to push them, and then once they've reached that goal, really make a big deal out of it and say, oh, my gosh, it can be lots of praise. It can be a trophy. It can be a poster. It can be a plaque. I mean, it can be something, you know, that doesn't cost a lot of money, like a pizza or something like that.
Right.
But what you want to do is really celebrate their achievement the best way you know how. And that's the thing that's going to really motivate them. Other people are motivated by autonomy. They don't want someone kind of hovering over them. They kind of want to do their own thing. For instance, salespeople are like that. Salespeople just want to go and do their own thing, and don't ask how I'm doing it. Just let me do it. Let me make my numbers. Let's all become wealthy. And if someone is making their numbers, then what you do is you give them that autonomy. But if they're not making their numbers, what do? You take that autonomy away.
Right, because so that's something they value. And you find out what people value. And it's going to be different for different people, isn't it?
That's the key. Most people will key in on the motivators that they themselves would like. But it's very important that you find out the motivators that they want.
Right.
And if you do that, it's very designed to each individual employee, and that's where you're really hitting the sweet spot as far as what entrepreneurs can do. Because most people work for small businesses because of, well, they get to be part of something special, but also it's a relationship with the customers and the relationship with all their coworkers.
Right.
That's the thing they value.
Exactly.
And never forget that, because that's the thing that's going to motivate people. That doesn't cost you any money.
So one person, it might be autonomy. Another person, it might be achievement. Another person, they might want a little bit of power. Another person might value relationships really well.
Yeah.
This is called management that you then convert into leadership, right?
Yes, exactly. So if somebody wants power, what you do is you let them control something.
Yeah.
And, you know, for instance, you
probably not somebody. if they want power, you might want to be careful letting them be in charge of people. You might create a monster. Hey, Tom, give us the website, please.
Sure, TomAnastasi.com.
And it spells just like it sounds. We're going to take a quick break. Tom Anastasi and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.